Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I happen to be Brian, and that guy over there happens to be Luke.
I do happen to be Luke. Not yet named a different name that you want me to turn my
You're
going to
be La Follette by the time this is all over, and you're going to serve in the legislature for 400 years, and you're going to like it.
Why, Brian?
It's like the Dread Pirate Roberts, but you're going to be like the good fiscal legislator. La Follette. Congratulations. But either way, you're listening to us.
No, because by my own principles, I'd have to retire by the time I hit 80.
No, but you'd pass the name on to another Dread Pirate, La Follette.
Okay, fair enough.
And then it'd be going on.
Just keep the chain going.
Yeah. Either way, we've already gone off on a tangent. We haven't even gotten through the intros. You're listening to Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. You're listening to us. We're in both together.
We are.
The Madison Studios, the Solidarity Realty Studios. And we are broadcasting on 15... You're messing with me right now.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah, you are.
You're totally
mouthing the words that I'm saying as I'm saying them, and it's really messing me up. You're listening to us at 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM out of Madison, as well as Waukesha. We're back up and running on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw in Waukesha, and Devil Radio.
The
92.7 FM.
You already said that one, but always streaming on the Devil Radio app.
Great.
See, I wasn't trying. Like, if I was mouthing along,
it was really funny.
It was completely like unintentional, and it was just.
Did you ever have
involuntary.
Those kids in school that like remouth the what they said like after they said it? Sometimes it's like I knew a kid who would have to who would talk to you like this, and like repeat what he's like, almost like the echo was like silently
you
mouthing
said,
it.
Yeah, it's like
I knew a couple kids who did that, and I think they were just messing with me now that I think about that.
No, I always laugh because I had some friends that would be even they would always raise their hand, and then but the teacher wouldn't call on them because you know you want to kind of spread it around, we get a lot of different participation.
Yeah, Hermione can't answer every
right,
question.
Right, exactly. But that one particular individual would answer just to her, like herself, even if she wasn't called on. So it was kind of just like so similar, but not exactly the same. But happy Tuesday, everyone. We've got a number of Wisconsin headlines that we're going to be diving into, but sometimes we digress and we go off on tangents. And if you'd like to share your tangent for today's headlines, give us a call, 844-967-2789.
But now to the headlines!
To the headlines. Let's dive on in, Brian.
All right. Well, let's check in on the GOP primary for governor.
So yesterday we got to talk about Robin Boss's bad week, and we didn't really get to touch a whole lot on Clayfish.
We talked about the potential for, you know, but it's already starting. It's already starting.
It's happening. It is happening. And so it's interesting because this first issue they kind of almost agree on, Brian.
But they have to differentiate each
other. They have to differentiate from each other. So earlier today, Rebecca Clayfish, former lieutenant governor and current I believe presumed front runner in the Republican primary.
Yeah, a lot of people back.
Yes. She doubled down on some comments, Brian, that she wanted. The quote that she made last week, and it kind of went under the radar. Again, lots of news. They're kind of taking the Trump effect where you flood the zone with a lot of different
things. Yeah, but instead of one Trump, you have like 50 different people going, I'm stupid. No, I said something dumber. No, I said something that can totally get taken out of context easily.
It is, and there's only so many hours in the day, so it's kind of hard to keep all of the different crazy things that are being said. But Rebecca Clayfish, in her calls for dismantling the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which again, she was a part of the administration, the Walker administration, that set this up in 2015.
Yeah, we had a GAB.
We
got rid of it and replaced it with a WEC.
Yeah.
And it's...
Yeah. Yeah, so they're switching it all up. She
Again,
was a part of that.
If you just let them, they will destroy themselves.
It's very circular. It's pretty crazy.
Whoever came up with this is such a... Oh, it was us? Damn.
Jeez. Those guys suck.
Stupid.
Stupid. But so Rebecca Clayfish, in her calls for dismantling the Wisconsin Elections Commission, she used a quote saying that she wants to move the authority to manage elections in Wisconsin from the WEC to elected officials. So from the unelected panel that the Wisconsin Republicans put together in 2015 to elected officials, potentially the Wisconsin legislature, like something like the Joint Finance Committee, or even possibly moving it to the Secretary of State's office if Republicans successfully unseat La Follette, who we referred to earlier in the show.
So basically the Democratic solution is messy. Let's go with an authoritarian one. So that we can have one throat to choke?
That was the quote. She said that citizens should have, quote, one throat to choke when they want to complain about elections. So, again,
I need to explain this because the reason why Wisconsin, and this needs to be brought up over and over and over again from people who want to go and talk about the security of elections. Wisconsin itself has some of the most secure elections, and it's rated so because there is such a disbursement. There's so many different...
It's very decentralized. It's
very decentralized.
Correct.
So if you have one throat to choke, you have one place. It's that the whole reason why it's hard to compromise is that there are many throats to choke.
Right. I believe the statistic is it's either 1 in 5 or 1 in 6. 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 election officials in the United States are election officials in Wisconsin. That's how many election officials the state has because it is your local municipalities that are in charge of elections. And so if you wanted to quote-unquote say Mark Zuckerberg or whatever target Gableman has in his probe was spending so much money, millions of dollars, to get out the vote for Democratic cities, for there to be some kind of mass conspiracy that they allege exists, which again, 16 months after the fact, they have been able to not produce one single shred of evidence.
You're going to have to get more than 22,000 in several different places. But again, you need to get me more than one, maybe more than two.
Yeah, just any. Just I would
take
one.
A couple dozen. I'd go, wow, we should probably look in to see if there are more of this, but I don't see them.
Right, but so election officials are vast in Wisconsin. There's many of them. And again, the way that elections were conducted previously through the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board was nationally renowned. It was a very good board that was set up for not just elections, but ethics and a variety of different government, holding the government accountable.
Yeah.
And that got a little messy for Republicans in 2015.
Because they tried to hold Walker accountable.
Correct. And Republicans in the state legislature did not like that. And so the Walker administration, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish included, decided, we're going to put forward a new way of doing elections in Wisconsin.
Hey, it's a new idea, at least.
Yeah, it was a new idea.
They repealed and they actually replaced.
They replaced it with the Wisconsin Elections
Commission. It may not work as well as it worked exactly the way they wanted it to, a deadlock tie on most things, but it at least was a replacement and an idea. Okay, now we have the WEC. Okay, let's go forward with that.
Now they lost again, and now they want to change the WEC. Mm. So, again, they're the kids that flipped the board game because they were losing, and then
we said, let's
reset
play a
it up. We'll play
let's,
a different
let's
game.
Play a different game.
We'll play
brand
a different
new game,
game.
Different game.
Your rules. You choose the game. Your rules. Let's play. They lost again, and they flipped the board again. It's
and now they're arguing over
how to
flip the
correct
board.
So now the Wisconsin Elections Commission, because outside of the comments that Rebecca Clayfish doubled down on today, she also
one
had,
throat to choke, which is good because, you know, in a democracy, I figure the best way to deal with people is not through reason or logic, but through choking them. That's a good way to it's good to tap into their voters, apparently.
I would like to know, if I have complaints with the legislature, which one throat am I supposed to go and
choke? Oh, if you say that,
that
would be horrible,
oh,
right?
Okay, oh, okay, so yeah. Rebecca Clayfish gets to tell her supporters that they can go and choke one throat.
I mean, it's figurative.
It's figurative. Well, I feel like a lot of people are taking things literally, though, Brian.
Oh, well, it's just
it's
harmless
not like,
talk.
But it's
when
not
you
like
say it's very violent.
When I say it, it's very violent,
yes.
But if she suggested it to her supporters.
Even
okay.
If you're joking.
Even if she, you know, does an appearance in front of a 3%ers flag over the weekend that was literally the ones responsible for putting forth a plan to kidnap and hold the Michigan, governor. I was going to say attorney general, but it wasn't the attorney general.
If things are to be believed, they may have may have wanted to possibly, you know, learn from past mistakes and maybe not pose in front of things like that, especially if they're not in or not down with that type of you know, philosophy. But hey, what am I going to do?
But, hey.
But anyway, they want to get rid of the WEC, and the WEC is like, yeah, you guys are being ridiculous. We still exist and still have to do things. Mm-hmm. And they actually tried to solve one of the issues that is coming up here. Right,
because the Wisconsin election, or excuse me, the Wisconsin legislature has pretty much tasked the WEC with coming up with emergency rules for absentee ballots now in this the fallout of the 2020 election.
Yes.
And so the Wisconsin legislature has voted that they need to go into formal rulemaking process.
The legislature, which most of which wanted to get rid of the WEC, mm-hmm. is leaving the WEC to make these emergency mm-hmm. rules.
That did not do anything in 2020 to give guidance then to conduct those yeah. those pandemic elections.
So let me give you the scoop from Madison.com.
Here we go.
This is Mitchell Schmidt in the Wisconsin State Journal. Elections Commission votes to let clerks fill in missing information on absentee ballot envelopes. This is one of the contentions here. The committee voted in Friday, this is down further in the piece, to keep in place guidance issued in the 2016 allowing election officials to correct errors in absentee ballot certificates. On Monday, the commission voted to base emergency rule on that same guidance after a previous motion required clerks to first contact a voter before making any corrections failed on a 3-3 split vote. The idea is that they wanted to they wanted people to be able to fill in, like, you know, okay, you can figure out a zip code. You yep. know, like if somebody doesn't fill in a zip code, I'm pretty sure we can figure it out.
Because, again, very dispersed election officials, your election official probably lives within a zip code or two of yours.
This Most of them probably even know you if you're in a certain area code. So Dean Knutson had a problem with it.
One of the Republican members of the commission.
Yes. He said, I don't think it's unreasonable to say you should contact the voter and get their involvement. And basically when, like, the absentee ballot the witness signature doesn't have their address filled out.
Yeah.
But my point is, they're arguing point by point and saying, hey, should we contact at this point? What is okay to go and put on a ballot? What is okay to fill in on a ballot? This is the actual nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, good faith discussions about the process.
This is an actual good faith discussion. So we may disagree on a lot of things, but they're disagreeing on actual common sense points and not saying things like, there's fraud every time you disagree with me.
Or anybody that filled out an absentee ballot in Madison automatically is suspect of fraud.
Exactly.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Please don't choke our throats, but you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Good luck finding my neck.